Salutation, good to be back on the air. Welcome for new follower. You are on Women Science Podcast. Remember when NASA sent a woman to space for only 6 days and they gave her 110 tenpence? Here are the lyrics to the music 110 tenpence by Malkia Belsky. This music has gone viral because the lyrics are stupid but true. Yes, 110 tenpence for only 6 days, it's too much. But why NASA didn't know? Do they try to understand women? Maybe. It's for this, as my friend will introduce you to the important women of NASA, who have turned the look on the women in the field of science. For reply to the question, how women's condition does change in NASA to know?
Let's begin with the woman without that space conquest couldn't exist. I won't, of course, talk about the famous... Come on, guys!
In fact, we don't know her name.
Oh, so I have to fix that. Her name is Mary Sherman Morgan.
Who was she?
She was an American chemist, more precisely, a specialist in fuel capacities, who lived in North Dakota. She worked for a gunpowder enterprise.
And about her family life?
She had a great process. Little farmer's child among six other siblings, she went study in the Minot State University, like a chemistry studio.
Chemistry? I thought that she worked like an engineer to build space rockets.
No, she discovered a new fuel, the Inin. This fuel enabled to launch the first satellite in space, Redson, and also the famous Explorer 1.
Seriously? I never heard anything about her.
Oh yeah. It's because she touched by the Matilda's effect. To summarize, this effect makes disappear women who made great findings of history. In the report of Explorer 1's mission, no one mentioned of Mary Sherman. Officially because she didn't make high studies, surely because she was the only woman among 900 male scientists.
For my part, I'm going to introduce you to a Mary, but this time with a Y. Mary Jackson.
Did you know that she was born on April 9, 1921 in Hampton and died on February 1925 at the same place? She worked for NASA from 1951 until her retirement in 1985 as a mathematician, aerospace engineer and computer scientist.
Yeah, but she also was a part of computer sciences section of Langley Research Center. This group, called the West Area Computer, is made up only of African-American female mathematicians.
So they were reclusive and weren't mixed with men or even white people, since there were only African-American women.
Finally, Mary Jackson was an exceptional woman, but her work was not rewarded until 14 years after her death in 219. With the Congressional Gold Medal.
Now let's talk about another great scientist, Mrs. Kitty O'Brien Jordan, with Arthur.
Hi.
Hi, Arthur. So what can you tell us about Kitty O'Brien Jordan?
Kitty Winfield O'Brien was born in Charlottesville, Virginia, in 1916. Her father was an engineer who inspired her to pursue the same career as him. She attended the University of Virginia, UVA, from 1937 to 1939, when she became the first woman to graduate the UVA's Univer Engineering program.
So what did she do after her graduation?
After her graduation, she joined the NACA, the precursor to NASA, in 1939, and an electrical engineer and became their first female engineer. She was responsible of the management and electrical system for supersonic wind tunnels. She worked at NACA, then at NASA, for more than three decades. In the 60s, she was the head of facilities cost estimating branch. She retired from NASA in 1971 and she died in 1993.
Did she have any difficulties to become a scientist?
Becoming a scientist was not easy for Kitty O'Brien. For example, after high school, she wanted to go to the University of Virginia, UVA, even though Virginia State had allowed women to go to public universities since 1920. UVA required some women attend school somewhere else, even though Virginia State had allowed women to go to public universities since 1920. UVA required that women attend school somewhere else for 2 years and be at least 20 years old. So Kitty went to Sweetbriar College for 2 years between 1935 and 1937, and then went to UVA.
Thank you, Andrew, for these informations about Kitty O'Brien Journal.
Can you tell us what Farah Ali Bey is?
Farah Ali Bey was a NASA engineer. She was born in 1987. She worked on the InSight mission, which launched a robotic spaceship in May 2018 to study Martian geology. It landed on Mars in November 2018.
Did she have difficulties to find his place in NASA because of his gender?
Yes, she has difficulties to find his place in NASA because his gender orientation, but she continues to fight discriminations against members of the LGBT community. His life is a great example of the evolution of the consideration of women in the space industry, but there is still a lot of work before total equality between men and women.
Thank you.
To finish this very interesting podcast, I'm going to make a small conclusion. All the information mentioned by my friends answers this question: how the condition of women have evolved within NASA. Thanks to people like Sherman Morgan, Kitty O'Brien Joyner, Mary Jackson and Farah Ali Bey, that these conditions have evolved.
For this podcast, we use a lot of websites like Numerama for the part about Mary Jackson. We use scienceenbref.fr for Mary Sherman, and the last, we use official NASA website for Kitty O'Brien.
Thank you for listening. See you later for another listen. Goodbye.